Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we got our good friend Christian Arnold back on the show. Christian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, as you very well know. She's the author of a number of books, including Team Basics, and she's taught us a lot about building teams and about connecting with people and communicating with people and making a good first impression over the years. She has a very diverse background, having spent a number of years in the Coast Guard and as an officer in the Coast Guard. And now she's sharing her wisdom and her executive thinking with a lot of folks, including us. And we're very happy about that. Her new book, which I saw in the airport this weekend in the hard copy, a hardback, which made me very excited, is Boring to Bravo. She's our good friend, Christian Arnold. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's
good to have you back. Congratulations. They're still hanging out there in the bookstores.
Yay!
And on the airports.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Response has been real good. I'm very proud of that book.
So what do we need to know? Talk to us about one of the things in your book that I liked is that I wanted you to talk about, because I don't think we talked about this the last time you were here. And that is how the audiences are different. You say in the book that, in fact, let me read it here. It says today's audiences are different.
They are. They're far less compliant. Jim, not that I'm speculating about your age or my age, but I've been around for a few years.
Yeah.
You've been around for a few years,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And the generation that we grew up in, you sat and you listened and you were polite.
Right.
And today's generation of audiences, and it's not just limited to the younger folks in the audience, but they've actually been training us on how to be multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are not entertaining, if you're not edutaining, if you are boring, they'll go check their CrackBerry.
Right.
Or,
in a heartbeat.
People will get up and leave
yeah.
if you're not meeting their needs.
So you're saying the new audiences are rude?
No, I think that they're just going to,
short attention span?
Pardon me?
Short attention span?
Well, I think most people are suffering from attention deficit disorder, and television has kind of trained us to do that.
Right.
About every 6 to 8 minutes, there's a commercial.
Right.
There's something new coming on, something to keep people interested and engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not mixing it up, if you're just going on and on and on and on, well, you're not meeting their needs. You're not keeping them focused.
Well, and where this is important, I think, for small business owners, because a lot of them are saying, well, yeah, that's fine, Jim. That's fine, Christian. You guys are your speeches. I don't give speeches. I just wait on customers and try to make payroll on Friday. It's the same basic response for anything, whether it be your marketing message, whether it be the email you sent them, a proposal you gave them, a face-to-face presentation of your product. It's all the same thing. The attention span is that people react the same way to whether you're any good or not.
Correct. I mean, just look at the way that you surf the web. Either something catches your attention in 10 seconds or less, or you're on to the next page.
Right, right.
It's really got to capture your attention and keep people engaged.
So why do we do this? What do we need to know about the 21st century? And see, one of the things that I've been doing quite a bit of, and my audience, they're rolling their eyes now because they know what I'm going to say. I'm reminding people that we're in the second decade of the 21st century, and things in this decade are different from the last decade, never mind the 20th century. What do you think?
Well, I think the recession has even compounded that comment. I mean, I think that what people are doing now is a lot different than what we were doing 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question that I would ask your listeners is, what are you doing to prepare yourself as we're coming out of this recession?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jim, I was just talking to, I was facilitating a bunch of small business executives, as a matter of fact. And what they were saying is they think that the economy is going to bounce on the bottom for a while.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like it gets better, and then you're going to take a step back. And then feel like it, and that's going to happen for about another 18 to 24 months,
mm-hmm.
and then a slow economic recovery. And so the question that we were asking was, well, what are you doing to position yourself to weather that little bouncing going on, and to position yourself so that in the 2 years, or, you know, depending on what your industry is, as you start coming out of that recession, have you really looked at differentiating yourself so that you're positioned to really take advantage of what's going on in the marketplace?
Well, and your positioning has got to be, and this is, and I keep coming back to this quote from Gretzky, the hockey great, who said, mm-hmm. you know, his success was not because he skated to the puck, he skated to where the puck was going. Your success in doing what you're talking about is anticipating where your customers are going and meeting them there, not seeing where they are right now, because they're moving fast today, aren't they?
Absolutely. But here's the real problem, Jim, is that for the last couple of years, we've been hunkering down. We've been putting our head down just trying to survive for a lot of businesses. You know, just trying to see how they can make it from day to day.
In 2009, it was 100% that way.
Yeah. And I think right now there's a little bit more breathing room. There's a little bit more space to look up from, you know, the day-to-day and think strategically, how do I want to position the business so that I can really, that we can really succeed
mm-hmm.
in the longer term? So I'm starting to see a little bit more breathing room. You know, there's been a lot of companies that have some pent-up cash, pent-up abilities and capabilities. So, you know, now is the time to really start looking at what are the things that you can do to position yourself for the future.
Well, one of the things I've been reminding my folks about is that every day that we get farther away from the Great Recession, which has been over now for 18 months at least, technically it's been over. But my point is, every day that we go farther away from that is a day farther away from the recession as an excuse for not performing, and closer to the non-performance being your problem, not the recession's problem.
Right.
You gotta quit at some point in time. There's not gonna, as we bump along, as you were saying, there's not gonna be some moment when everybody will say, okay, now we have to turn it on. It's gonna be very gradual, and it's also what I've been talking about with this marathon recovery example I've been talking about, folks. 20 after, right back with Kristen Arnold. Her book is called Boring to Bravo, and it's wherever books are sold. I saw it in the airports.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.